So, honey, do you remember when I used hypnosis to help you quit smoking? It was pretty effective, right? Sure, I'll take some credit for learning the hypnotic techniques, but I think it really had to do more with how good you are at going into a trance and how well you accepted my hypnotic suggestions. Well, there are other things that hypnosis can be used for as well. Yeah, right. Weight loss is a good example. But I was really referring to more non-traditional uses, like erotic hypnosis. Yeah, that's really a thing. I've been researching it, and it sounds like it can be a lot of fun. And to be perfectly honest, the thought of hypnotizing you for sexual purposes, it kind of turns me on. Yeah, it really does. So, do you think we could give it a try? What would I do? Well, what if I told you that we could use hypnosis to enhance your sexual pleasure? Like, for example, heighten your arousal or amplify your response to erotic stimuli. And I don't know, maybe even give you more satisfying orgasms. Yeah, I thought you might like that last idea. I mean, who wouldn't, right? No, I don't think it's really that risky. I mean, we can take it slow, one step at a time, and just see how it goes. I'd only have your best interest in mind, and you trust me, right? Okay, cool. I think we're gonna enjoy this. Okay, so let's start by taking off our clothes and getting comfortable. On second thought, I'm just gonna keep my panties on. I don't want you to get distracted while I'm putting you under. Okay. Just close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. Just let your body relax. That's good. Oh, and just so you know, for this to be effective, I'm going to take you into a really deep trance, deeper than before. And once you're there, I'll need to delve into some of the more primal areas of your subconscious, especially those areas that control your sexual responses. Are you okay with that? Good. I promise to be gentle. Now, just listen to the sound of my voice as I guide you down, deeper down, and deeper down. And 3, 2, one, wide awake now. So, how do you feel? A little groggy, huh? A few minutes? Oh no, I had you under for at least a half hour. Time flies when you're having fun, huh? You don't remember anything? Well, I mostly just improvised as I went along, encouraging your subconscious to release control. Implanting a few suggestions here and there, and conditioning you in a few ways that I think we'll both enjoy. Yeah, I think it went okay. I guess we'll find out soon enough. But you certainly seemed to respond very well. So, speaking of responding, I'm feeling a little on edge. Having you under my hypnotic control was a real turn on. I couldn't resist touching and teasing myself the entire time I had you under. Okay, since you seem more alert now, let's try something. Here, let me sit up. And yeah, come over here in front of me and sit between my legs. On second thought, rather than sitting, could you kneel instead? Perfect. How do you feel about kneeling in front of me? It turns you on a little? Really? Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just that, well, I'm just a little shocked at how well this seems to be working. No, I didn't use hypnosis to make you kneel. Well, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you feel comfortable in this position. And you do, right? Good. And you should. I mean, it's perfectly natural for you to be kneeling before me. Now, don't touch yourself or anything. That cock is off limits for the moment. And I kind of like how cute it looks when it's soft. So, just out of curiosity, what if I were to slowly pull my panties off to the side, just like this, and give you a glimpse of my pussy? Look at how your cock is getting bigger, getting harder. I love watching it grow right before my eyes. Yeah. Okay, we didn't necessarily need hypnosis to make that happen, but I figured a little enhancement wouldn't be a bad thing. So I decided that we would accentuate your body's automatic response to certain visual stimuli. I know, big words, right? I told you, I've been doing a lot of research. That's just a fancy way of saying I conditioned you to be particularly responsive to the sight of my pussy. And you're certainly responding. I don't think I've ever seen your cock spring to attention so fast. But I don't think you're even fully hard yet, are you? I'll take my panties completely off so you can get a better view. There we go. Look at that. It's getting even bigger and harder. I don't think I've ever seen your cock quite this stiff and rigid before. You most definitely are fully erect now. What's that? Oh, my pussy lips are glistening? Well, I told you I was turned on, but being fully exposed to you like this is, I don't know, it's a little embarrassing because I can't conceal how aroused I really am. I think you like seeing me all flustered and worked up though, don't you? Well, I guess there's no reason to be modest at this point, so let's see how you respond when I slowly slide my finger up across my lips. Oh, this feels so good. Feeling my lips parting around my finger and my clit. Oh, God. Oh, it's swelling and starting to pulsate. Yeah, right there. Here, look closely. Can you see it protruding out from under its hood? God, I cannot take my eyes off of your cock. It's literally throbbing. And it hasn't even been touched yet. Let's do something about that. Why don't you start masturbating? Yeah, you heard me. I want you to masturbate for me. I know, I've never asked you to do that for me before, but there's no real reason to be shy. And you might be surprised at how natural it feels. Besides, it's only fair. I'm playing with myself right in front of you. Yeah, that's right. I like watching you stroke yourself. You look so sexy. God, I'm getting wetter and wetter. Yeah, keep stroking for me. I can feel my orgasm getting closer. Oh, God, it feels so good. You're getting closer, too? Good. Let's see if we can get in sync and come together. Oh, I'm getting closer. I'm closer. Okay, wait. Stop for a second. I want to prolong my arousal for just a little bit longer. And I don't want you coming soon either. Yeah, I know it's hard to stop, but just for a few seconds. There you go. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Okay, let's keep going. Oh. I'm getting closer again. Oh, I want to come. I want to come so badly. Oh, I can't hold back any longer. Yes, yes, that's it. I'm coming. Oh. That was intense. Oh, my heart is beating so fast. Oh, what's wrong? You didn't come? Seriously? Huh. You know, I believe you. I mean, look at you. You are still rock hard. Were you really trying to come? Okay. Just try and calm down for a second. I'm not really sure. It might just simply be a side effect of the hypnotic conditioning. Okay, maybe side effect is an understatement. But well, maybe I need to explain a few things. See, I was concerned that you might not have enough self-control to hold back before fully experiencing the elevated levels of excitement I wanted you to feel. So, while you were under, I encouraged your subconscious mind to relinquish as much control as possible so that I can more effectively influence and moderate your orgasmic responses. But giving up control is a voluntary thing. I had no idea you give up so much. So, I guess it's possible you won't be able to come quite so easily as before. At least not without some assistance. But I assure you, there's nothing to be worried about. It's a perfectly normal response to my conditioning. Yeah, normal. I mean, it's not like you can't have an orgasm. It's just that now I'll be playing a more active role in helping you achieve one. What do you mean, how will I help? Pretty sure I know how to make you come, baby. Yes, of course I'll help you come. Permission? No, you don't need my permission. We'll just be working together to make sure you climax at the right time. Sure, there's a difference. Well, maybe it's more a matter of perspective. I mean, sure, technically, in some sense, I'll be permitting your orgasm, but that's not the way I was looking at it. What's that? My pussy is blushing? Let me see. Wow, you are right. Look at me. My lips are so swollen. I am literally dripping wet. I cannot believe how aroused I'm getting talking about you. Needing permission to come? Whew. Saying that out loud sent a shiver up my spine. Okay, damn, I need to get myself off again. I feel so close to coming again. It won't take very long at all. Oh, but look, your cock has gotten softer. Why don't you watch me play with my pussy again so that. Yeah, that's better. Oh my God. Oh, seeing your cock reacting, getting hard at the sight of my pussy. I can't even describe what that does to me. So, what we were talking about? Yeah, permission to come. Oh, like I was saying, of course, I can help you come without you needing to ask for my permission, but I'm just thinking, what if I wanted you to ask for my permission? How would you feel about that? I'm kind of curious what that would be like, aren't you? We wouldn't have to be serious about it. You know, it would just be for kicks. Come on. How about you try again to come for me? Yeah, that's it. Stroke faster, baby. I want you to get right to the very edge, to that point of no return. That's right. But no, you can't come yet. You're gonna have to push yourself a little further if you want to climax. Keep going. Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to let you come yet. I want to see you get more aroused. Oh, I want to feel your frustration building. Yeah, I want you to be desperate.
I want you so desperate to come that you do or say absolutely anything to get release. Oh God, I'm getting so close now. I'm almost there. If you want to come, then you'll need to... yeah, that's right. You'll need to beg me to let you come. Beg me to grant you permission to come. Right now. Yeah, fuck, yes. You have my permission. Fuck, yes. Come with me now. Oh, my God. Oh, my... Wow. That was incredible. Oh, God. I'm seeing, like, spots everywhere. I never expected to get off so hard to this erotic hypnosis stuff. Whew. Yeah, sorry, I got a bit carried away a bit. But wow, you should have seen yourself needing to come so badly. It was so hot seeing you like that. I have never seen anybody orgasming so hard. Hell, I don't think I've ever come that hard either. I can still feel my pussy quivering. Oh, come lay next to me while we calm down a bit. Huh? What are we going to do about what? Oh, your ability to come. Well, let's not get too hung up on that right now. Oh, we're both pretty exhausted. So how about we sleep on it and see how I feel in the morning? Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, see how we feel.